This past Sunday, we in America celebrated Father's Day. There were, I'm sure, millions of phone calls made on Sunday. Thousands of Father's Day cards were sent, and countless visits were made to see dads and daddies on their special day. Many people posted tributes to their father on Facebook. Those children whose fathers are still alive are very blessed to still have them around. And to those of us whose fathers have passed away, we are thankful for the knowledge of an afterlife. However, there is still an undeniable void left in our lives here on earth. In the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 10, Paul says this, quote, "Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers." I read this verse today to emphasize the idea of opportunity. Paul said that we have the opportunity, so let us do good. You know, friends, opportunities in life come and go. Now, I'm not talking about business opportunities. I'm not talking about missing out on an opportunity to buy some type of stock at a cheap price. I am talking about missed opportunities in life to show love. Brethren, we are only given just so much time in life. We don't have unlimited time. Time is finite. Time is extremely valuable because it is so limited. Friends, as called followers of Jesus, part of that calling is to do God's work. And part of that work is to express the love we have for our biological family and our spiritual family while they are still alive and with us. You have all probably read sayings similar to this one. Quote, "Don't send me flowers when I die. Come and see me today while I'm alive." Friends, many times we have had the opportunity to visit or to call a family member or close friend, but we were just too busy to do it. Opportunity was lost. The author of Hebrews gave great advice in chapter 13, verse 3. The author said this, quote, "But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today." Brethren, we have the opportunity to encourage each other today because none of us are guaranteed tomorrow. Let us pray. Loving Father, thank you for the opportunities to share love to others. Help us to identify these opportunities and to act upon them. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.